a more serious note, I think it's fair to say that last year was by no means easy for anyone. And however, you know, COVID-19 has disproportionately affected women more than men. With more companies switching to a hybrid workplace, meaning people can both work in the office and from home, could this actually be the shift needed to help progress gender equality in the workforce? Here to talk with us today about that is Senior Lecturer in the School of Business from UNSW Canberra, Dr. Sue Williamson. Hi, Sue. Dr. Sue, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm very excited to talk to you.
Yeah, great, yeah.
So for those unaware, can you kind of elaborate on the disparity between the genders in the workforce in terms of the impact that the pandemic has had?
Yes, the research that's coming out is very interesting, and so far the results are mixed. So last year we surveyed 6,000 public servants at the height of the pandemic to examine their experiences of working from home. And we had some really interesting findings. Overwhelmingly, people really liked working from home. We did hear some stories, and there are lots of stories about people being isolated and the technology didn't quite hold up. But generally, people really liked working from home and they want to continue working from home.
I've seen stuff about that.
Yeah, because people, you know, they didn't have to, and because people were homeschooling, which is difficult, but they also didn't have to do the pick up and drop off of kids and then take them to sport. So they got to spend more time with their kids and with their partners and with their pets as well.
Yeah.
And so they could blend work and domestic responsibilities much easier. And we had lots of comments from people saying, you know, they could just pop out and put a load of washing in. They could do work after dinner. So it was much more flexible and people really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and with this new hybrid model becoming some sort of the new normal, so to speak, do you think that this will help shift the makeup of the Australian workforce and sort of see women move away from precarious employment and allow for more carer career opportunities without the expectation to sacrifice their caring or domestic responsibilities?
Yes, that's a really interesting question, and I don't think we're going to know the answer to that for a couple of years.
All right.
Our research found that both men and women were looking after the kids and taking on household and domestic responsibilities during the pandemic. Other research has found that women did a much higher amount of domestic work than men did at home, and that women were sacrificing their work and their careers to let their partners work. So it's a mixed bag. And in terms of hybrid working, we're not quite sure because we're starting to hear reports coming through that men are more keen to go back into the workplace.
Oh.
Yeah, which has consequences because if the blokes are going back into the workplace and women are still really enjoying working from home, it means that women are less visible in the workplace. And then we know that less visibility impacts on women's careers. They don't get chosen to do, you know, the hot and sexy projects. They get overlooked if their manager can't actually see them in the workplace.
Definitely.
So we're not quite sure how it's playing out. But as with anything, there are good sides and yes, there's going to be some downsides as well.
And you sort of, you touched on this already, but I just wanted to ask you about, you know, while both genders report working from home, allowing them for a balanced life, family life, and, you know, reported higher engagement with their jobs, research has obviously shown that women are still doing more unpaid domestic and caring work compared to men, which is what you just said. You don't think that this hybrid work environment would actually really help gender equality, or does the key lie in like social attitudes rather than workplace structures, you think?
No, I think that hybrid working could definitely assist with gender equality because we also found that women who work part-time were able to work longer hours when they were working at home because they could do those work and family responsibilities. And so there are definite aspects of working from home and hybrid working that could progress gender equality. But, yes, the danger is with who goes back to the workplace And as with working from home, and researchers have been saying for a long time that people who work part-time, who aren't visible in the workplace, need to be considered for promotion opportunities, for those stepping stone projects. And so that's been a really long-standing message. And so if workplaces are transitioning to a hybrid workforce, that message needs to be made even more clear to managers to don't forget about the people who are working from home.
Yeah, most definitely. And people that were surveyed in your research, they reported resistance from their senior leaders. And, you know, there's a culture of not trusting those who worked from home. So do you think that there, can you sort of, in your like expert opinion, foresee some sort of cultural shift, a change in the workplace that would be removing the stigma around working at home, you know, which is, you know, as you were saying, overlooked. People that work from home are less visible. They're overlooked and, you know, maybe even labelled as a compromise or lesser option than going into the office.
Yes, we are seeing a cultural shift. And so we asked managers if they would continue to support employees working from home, and overwhelmingly they said yes. And lots of them said to us, I had my doubts before. If I couldn't see them, I didn't trust them to be working from home. I thought they'd be goofing off on Netflix. But overwhelmingly, they said, we've seen that it works. We now trust employees, and that they're going to be more supportive of employees working from home in the future. We see that senior managers, however, are still resistant. So while people's immediate managers are saying, yeah, it's all good with me, I know you can do the job from home, more senior leaders still want people to be in the workplace, and they still want it. They want it to go back to how it is. And so they want bums on seats, and they want it to go back to normal. So that's another area to kind of watch as well.
Did they communicate to you why they're so kind of gung-ho about people coming back for that old normal?
Yes, it's really difficult for organisations to change.
Sure.
And I've been looking at this and reading about what happens in a crisis. And in a crisis, we all tend to think, there's new ways of working developing. This is fantastic. These are going to stick. But because the pandemic was a crisis and, you know, it was difficult for a lot of people, people want to go back to normal. Mm-hmm. They want life to be how it was pre-COVID. And being in the workplace is one way of ensuring that normality. And so even though hybrid working may become cemented in workplaces, we might also see that there is a push to get people back in on a more regular basis as well.
Okay. And so in addition to sort of changing attitudes to hybrid workplace and, you know, flexible hours, what else do you think could be done to help gender equality in the workforce in Australia?
Apart from hybrid working?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, all sorts of things. I think everyone should go to the march on Monday. So hopefully everyone in Sydney is going to the March for Justice, because that show of visibility is going to be really important. You know, and I've been following this really, really closely, and women are just despairing, and we all alternate between rage and despair. And really, we need to keep these conversations going, and we need to get men involved as well. And so throughout the past few weeks, we haven't been hearing many male voices talking about violence against women, about sexual harassment. And so we need to have those conversations to get men to call out that behaviour, and men to come on the march as well.
Definitely. So you're talking about the Women's March for Justice that's happening on Monday. Yep, and
that's
all
right.
Of the capital cities of Australia except for Perth, they're starting off on the 14th of March. Oh, sorry, the 15th of March.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be
awesome.
So good.
Perfect. So the message from Dr. Sue is: show your solidarity, address these issues, and, you know, embrace these new sort of, you know, cultural shifts that are happening in the workplace.
That's right. And have conversations.
Yep.
Keep having conversations, not just women talking to each other, because we've all heard our stories.
Yep.
And, you know,
we know
the horror stories. But men still don't, you know.
Yeah.
They're still surprised that women that they know have been harassed, raped, assaulted.
Definitely.
And so we need to have those conversations.
And I think it's definitely I think for me, when I try and have these sorts of discussions with my male friends, or my brothers are quite young, so I try to have a little bit of these, you know, introduce them a little bit to the idea of the way that women are treated differently to men.
Mm.
I think it's really in the intricacies for a lot of, you know, the average man, for them to not really kind of understand, because they're just not faced with it. So it definitely, conversations are so important. I really do agree with you, Dr. Sue. Thank you so much for discussing this with me. This has been an amazing discussion. I really appreciate it. And maybe I'll see you on the march on Monday.
Yes, I'll be here in Canberra. I'm in Canberra.
Oh, you're in Canberra.
I'll be,
oh, okay.
I'll be marching Parliament House. So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah, and thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good day.
Thanks.
See you later.
All right.